I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm your host, Debbie Dashinger. Our show is created for you to inspire you to take steps toward your dreams and turn those goals into your reality. Well, quite a show today. And you might recognize the names of those who will be on my show because this is actually family. And I'm some of my favorite people, incredibly excited to bring on a little later, my brother and his wife, two of the closest people to me in my life. And they have quite a story and quite a process and quite a change that took what they were doing before out in the world and made it quite different and took their mess and made it a message, right? A message and a gift out to the world. So David Dashinger and Tamara Green are going to be on. They are the co-founders of Loving Meditations. David's a featured author and a Grammy-nominated composer who has scored inspiring music for America's most celebrated sporting events and television shows. Over 1.5 billion people have heard his music on CBS broadcasts of the Super Bowl, the Masters, and NFL games. David is a survivor of stage 4 head, neck, and lymphatic cancer. Tamara is an author, speaker, and trainer whom Elle magazine refers to as the soul-centered psychotherapist and meditation facilitator. Tamara combines her many years of professional training and her life experience as a caregiver to create powerfully effective guided meditations that have helped thousands to achieve peace, love, and well-being. And together, this married couple has created transformative mindfulness programs that help patients and caregivers to dramatically reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and discomfort throughout their medical ordeal. And they will be featured later on the Dare to Dream show. So let's talk a little bit about time. Tick, tick, tick. What is possible with time? Well, time makes relationships blossom. It has that potential. And today I'm contemplating the benefits that living in the present moment can bring to our personal relationships. Too often our beliefs around time put up barriers and restrictions to the free flow of emotions and intimate relationships. You may feel like many of us do, like I just never have enough time. There's never enough time to spend with you. It's interesting. As an aside, I recently on my show, you may have heard the show called The Man Panel, where I interviewed four amazing men about love, dating, and relationships. And if you haven't heard it, go back because it's been one of my hottest hit shows ever. And one of the men were talking about the five love languages. And so five love languages, how interesting is that? So I decided to do it for myself. And guess what my number one love language is, how I best receive love? Quality time. Spending quality time with somebody. My second one was words of affirmation. So that means, you know, basically tell me you love me, you adore me, and all the reasons why. Ha! So this is really big for me when I say this. You may never feel as if you never have enough time to spend with each other. Well, if you're going to be in a love relationship with me, you're going to have to spend quality time. It's meaningful. And I'm sure most people in your life feel this way. It's important. Or that when you're together, that one of both your minds is elsewhere. That's not mindfulness. So instead of being fully present with another, we often go someplace else. We're so busy in our heads. So be present. Be present with one another. Time is so fleeting. And as we become more proficient in living in the present moment, our time with loved ones allows our relationships to deepen and strengthen. When we live in the now, the time we spend together is more fulfilling. And I offer you this thought for today, which is I give my relationships quality time. Jerry Spinelli said, live today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, just today. Inhabit your moments. And one of the things I love doing in my moments is drinking wine. I do love wine so much. And I'm blessed to be where there are sommelier courses in my city quite a bit. And if you enjoy wine, I'm going to offer something spectacular. Imagine unique wines from the best vineyards around the world, red or white or both, coming to your door. I'm serious. Have it delivered. Check it out. directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. They deliver the wine to your business or home. It arrives with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, all at below retail prices. Join this easy club today. Impress your friends. Make your vino life happy. Go to directsellers, that's sellers with a C, directcellars.com/DebsWineWonders. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with David Dashinger and Tamara Green about Live Calm with Cancer. We'll be right back. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream Radio. This is Debbie Dashinger and bringing calm to cancer. David Dashinger and his wife, Tamara Green, are co-founders of Loving Meditations and authors of their new book, Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. You've seen them on the cover of My Authentic Life magazine and on Published magazine. And together they create meditation programs to assist those living with cancer. Loving Meditations is actually the only app specifically designed to help cancer patients, survivors, and caregivers cope with their physical and emotional symptoms associated with the cancer experience. You can learn more at lovingmeditations.com. David and Tamara, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you, Debbie, my dear and lovely friend and family member. I love you.
I love you too. How awesome is this that we're hanging out? We've done this before in different ways, but something quite different has brought all of us together. And that is because the one thing we have in common is that somebody amongst us had a cancer experience, which impacted everybody in completely different ways. So we're going to be talking about living calm with cancer and loving meditations. First of all, you just returned from Chicago. We were just briefly talking about that. How was it? I know you had a booth there.
We went out to be at a conference called the Society for Integrative Oncology. And it's a bunch of cancer professionals who are doing amazing work that are a little bit outside the box of traditional medicine, but a lot of it is in conjunction with traditional medicine. So we were really happy to be there and share what we're doing with this amazing group of professionals.
Mm. And you went there, again, because of your experience. You know, this is a life changer, obviously. David, you're a stage 4 cancer survivor. Talk a little bit about your diagnosis and your recovery journey and how you ended up here.
Yep. Thanks for that. We're, you know, there's no stage 5. So I was walking around symptom free until I went for a haircut one day in September of 2013. And the barber said, "What is that on your neck?" And pointed to this lump I never knew was there. I looked in the mirror and saw this walnut size protrusion. And that started the journey. That started us going to doctors, getting scans, biopsies, tests, surgery. And it resulted in the doctor walking in and saying, "You have stage 4 cancer." And there's no manual to prepare you for that. There's no, you know, no guidebook or instructions. You're just overwhelmed and completely like floored. Especially in my case, I was the poster child for health and fitness and good nutrition. So just came completely out of nowhere. So we began our journey, which was very arduous because of the treatment that was involved. And also, because our son, Mark, was diagnosed with a serious illness right around the same time. So Tamara was given the task of being a caregiver to both of us.
Mm. And just to reiterate, you're talking about this walnut size protrusion in your neck, and the mass in your neck was a squamous cell carcinoma. So you're a survivor of stage 4 head, neck, and lymphatic cancer. And in your book, you refer to learning you had cancer, and the brief period thereafter is giving yourself the question, do I commit to life growth or death growth? Talk about that a little.
Sure. You know, it's like you're hitting the bottom, right? So it seems like the worst moment in your life. And at the same time, it's an incredible opportunity to like re-examine everything and to hit the reset switch and reinvent. So when we're talking about cancer, especially when doctors are talking to you about cancer, the association is with death and with a terminal disease and a lethal invasive disease. And it's all centered around the death part. And I wanted to like look at it and say, you know, am I choosing that or am I choosing life? So that really opened up the question and opened up my mindful practice again to looking at how to encourage life growth rather than focus on the death growth.
I have a question for you, but I wonder, so here you are, because you guys are rolling out a ton of amazing things for the cancer community at large, and here you are being interviewed. Is there ever a time, even though you have been clean, so they say, for 4 years of cancer, is there ever a time where you worry? I'm saying this, I'm talking about life versus death, that you worry. What if I get a reoccurrence? What if I'm a fraud sharing this? What if? Does the what if plague you at times?
I think it's a common fear for cancer survivors to completely worry about reoccurrence and relapse. And we've worked with support groups where it comes up quite a bit. So, you know, we're constantly feeling, like I'll feel my neck and see if there's a lump there, or I'll stretch my tongue out because that's where I had another part of the cancer and see if that feels normal. And we get scans, and during the scans, you're like, wow, what if this comes back positive? So we all as survivors deal with that. And as in our loving meditations work, we try to create some mindfulness and meditation programs to help release the fear and anxiety.
This is, you know, and thank you for being so honest and transparent about all this. And then Tamara, you know, I was very interested reading your book. I loved the book very much, the weaving of both your stories. And for me, it was a bit of a surprise. My experience of you, the many times we spoke, and you as a caregiver, you know, you were the pillar of strength and a rock, but you pulled back the curtain quite a bit to what this diagnosis did to you and the impact it had on you. So how did you get through this, and how did you avoid all that overwhelm and burnout?
And losing my mind.
And losing your mind at the same time with two sick people. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, as I talk about in the book, definitely within the first week and a half, 2 weeks, there was quite a bit of sleepless nights, worry about all kinds of things. You know, was I being a good mother to our son? Maybe I should have taken him to the doctor sooner, because he was really not feeling well on and off before he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And then 4 days later, David gets diagnosed. And really, I think in that moment when we heard those five words in the doctor's office, my head was actually exploding. It really was. It was just, wait, say that again. What did you just say? I kind of couldn't believe it, actually. So there were a few weeks where I was really not in a good place. And I don't know exactly, because I know I spoke to you quite a bit on the phone. You were a rock to me because you allowed me. And that is part of my recovery, is talking to people, loving people like you, that you just were there to hear anything and everything that I needed to say, even if I didn't realize I needed to say it at the time that, you know, we got on the phone, let's say. At some point, about a week and a half, 2 weeks, somewhere around there, I started realizing what I was doing to myself. Tons of judgment, tons of really scary thoughts, and staying pretty focused on those scary thoughts. You know, how am I going to do this? I've never been a caregiver. Am I good at this? You know, is David going to live? Is Mark going to be okay? You know, all these kind of things. And then I realized, you know what? I could be sharing, or I could be doing what I share with my clients. I could be living more present from moment to moment, and not taking these scary judgmental thoughts that I'm saying to myself so seriously. And that's exactly what I did. So for a couple of weeks, my meditation and mindfulness practice, my gratitude practice, went to the wayside. And then when I realized what I was doing, I made a conscious decision and declaration that it was going to be part of this journey with, you know, cancer and Lyme.
So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to find out what was on the other side of this journey and is the present moment for both this married couple, David and Tamara, and how this experience changed them and how they now are helping to serve the cancer community.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Tamara Green and David Dashinger. obviously my brother and sister-in-law, and their website is lovingmeditations.com. This is Debbie Dashinger. And how, David and Tamara, how has this experience changed you? And how do you now serve the cancer community? Tamara, we'll start with you.
How it has changed me, for me, actually has been pretty profound. I realized that I had an attachment to things unfolding in a certain way. I was kind of attached to David, you know, making it through. He had to make it through, or I had to be a certain way. I had to be there for him in order to be a good caregiver, you know, to be a good mother to Mark, you know, those kind of crazy ideas. And what I really got from this whole journey that we were on is how to release the attachments I was having and be much, much more present in each and every moment. That does not mean that I had my moments of judgment, self-judgment, judgment of the situation, blah, blah, blah. But overall, what I did get, and I really sense it or feel it as a huge gift, is releasing attachment from any outcome and just kind of going with whatever came up in that moment from one moment to the next.
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing gift to bring forward. And what about David? How has having cancer and the whole experience of treatment and coming out the other side, how has it changed you? And how do you now use that to serve the cancer community?
Probably the biggest thing is I now feel compassion for others who are going through cancer, but not just cancer, but any major illness or adversity. Having walked in those shoes, now I can totally appreciate what it's like to, you know, basically stop living your normal life and to be dependent on a caregiver and to be dependent on doctors, nurses, technicians to help treat your illness. And to be dependent on the time that it takes to get through it. It's like putting everything on hold and just being able to say, you know what, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but the only way out is through. So take one step at a time in order to get to the end of the tunnel. And because of this compassion I'm now feel I have for others going through that same experience, really feel like it's a mission to pay back and pay it forward what we've learned and what worked for us in order to help others who are going through the same thing.
And what is it that you created? What are the tools that you created to help caregivers, patients, and the doctors, the medical community?
Many tools, actually. So we have a Loving Meditations app, and in the app, that's our delivery system, it are tons of quick mindful tips. For example, breathing, quick and easy breathing techniques that help caregivers with overwhelm, let's say, or fear, or that helps cancer patients with some discomfort or nausea or pain or like scanxiety, that sort of thing. Also.
And we've created programs too, to make it easier to choose one area of someone maybe having a problem with, if it's sleep or stress and anxiety, they can actually step through a series of meditations every day. And we have a reminder. You can enable a notification to remind you to watch the next meditation in the series. So the app is kind of set up in a lot of different ways to make it easy. Essentially, to put on your earbuds and press play. There's no, you know, you don't have to be sitting on the top of a mountain in Tibet with a guru and you know, in a lotus position. People can use it anytime, any place in the infusion center, in the waiting room, at home. It's a mobile app, so anytime, any place, and you know, just you're in your own world with the earbuds and your personal device.
And what about the TV? That's one of my favorites. You've got the TV, which I've experienced. I think that should be, honestly, that should be a must in every medical waiting room. Tell us what that's like.
Sure. Well, we've all waited for the doctor, right, in some waiting room where there's a blaring TV with news bulletins and or a talk show, and it makes it even more stressful, right? People say that the most stressful thing about waiting for about seeing their doctor is waiting, and this is just amplifying that stress. So we created Loving Meditations TV. It's calming nature images with soothing music, and we have inspiring factoids, kind of like Snapple facts, but for meditation, mindfulness, and the miracles that the body is capable of. And so that's designed to be there while you're waiting for their healthcare services, kind of keep, you know, chill you out, get you in a more calm and receptive mood.
When I saw it at your house, the prototype, I mean, I just think, honestly, not just every medical waiting room, but every home could really benefit. I would love to come out and turn on my smart TV in the morning, and that's what I see. So if it ever becomes that, just know I'm buying it for my home.
And yeah, you got pretty blissed out there, didn't you?
I was so happy looking at these beautiful images and thoughts and reminders. And it's like, yeah, I could just kind of be here for a few millennial.
And no wine was involved.
Yeah. And then tell us, Tamara, tell us about the book. So you've written a new book, Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. Tell us what that is, that beautiful creation that's been, like such a dream come true that has been created.
It really is a dream come true. And so we decided to create each chapter so that it gives a storyline and what happened to David from the patient perspective and from my perspective as the caregiver. And we take you through a journey. And then throughout the journey, you're actually hearing what our challenges were. It's a pretty intimate book. We share all, basically, and what it was like to be in so much fear, and then how did we get through that? What kind of meditation or mindfulness did we use to get through the fear or the other challenges of, let's say, sleeplessness or treatment or, you know, waiting for surgery, et cetera, et cetera. So it was definitely a work of love, not only for each other, because quite honestly, this has been even on the other side of, you know, the treatment and the surgery, but being on this side and creating these kind of programs with your beloved is an amazing journey, quite honestly. So this book is just another labor of love, not only for others, but with each other, because our relationship just keeps growing and growing closer and closer.
What has the feedback been? You've got patients who are experiencing your meditation app, your Loving Meditation TV, your Live Calm with Cancer book. You've got patients, caregivers, providers. What kind of feedback are you getting about what you're putting out in the world to change that entire paradigm?
Well, we're hearing that there's nothing else out there like it. Some people know that there's other meditation apps out there, but nothing that specifically designed for the cancer patient and caregiver. So some of the people that use the app are not cancer people specifically, but they're still getting benefits. So we have had people who've completely reduced their nausea that they would normally have to take medications for. We have people that have said that they're getting to sleep easier when they used to have to take medication to get to sleep. And we're definitely talking to an audience that is probably underserved and has very specific needs and concerns that we get very good positive feedback about, that we are addressing them and giving them tools to help them through it.
And all of these pieces, people can go to lovingmeditations.com and find them, whether they're a patient, a caregiver, or in the medical community, or just want something awesome in their home or life.
Absolutely.
Yep, it's all there on that website. And we also have dedicated pages for the app, which is calmcancerstress.com, if you want to just directly get to the app. And the book is going to have its own page as well.
Beautiful. We're coming toward a break, so I still would like to get some feedback from each of you. If you could give me a sound bite. David, the one thing, if you could, that you wish you could say to people who you see doing the same thing over and over, creating more stress for them, what would you say?
Just take a moment and focus on your breath. There's nothing more powerful in almost any situation than quieting your mind, focusing on breath, and being more grounded and centered.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath, be grounded and centered. And okay, I'll do it. And Tamara, since you're an expert in this field, I mean, you're a meditation expert. I know you've been doing yoga forever. You're a social worker, psychotherapist. You're a love mentor. I mean, you've really got, this is your sweet spot, your territory. So give us a tip we don't know that could be life-changing for people to hear.
You know, I'm going to actually, I love this question because I'm thinking about what you said in the very beginning about the man panel talking about their love languages, right? So use your love language for yourself during the process, during the journey, right? So love yourself up in whatever language that works for you. So for you, Debbie, it might be spending quality time with you or with those that you love to help you get through the process. For me, it, you know, I'm my love language, or one of them, is acts of service and words of affirmation. I would actually spend time telling myself, Tamara, you're so wonderful. This is not easy to go through, so you're wonderful. I was loving myself up, or I was giving myself the permission, and David was doing it too. I really appreciate his support in this. I would continue my yoga practice or my gratitude practice or my power walking or whatever. I gave myself acts of service. So that's what I would say. Just be so kind and compassionate and use your own love language to do that for yourself.
Wow. That is so good. I never thought about turning the tables on myself and thinking, okay, if that's so meaningful to receive from somebody else, how often do I give that to me? Mm-hmm. And how much quality time do I put aside for myself? I mean, God knows I can work. I'm like one of those racehorses that was born to, I'm telling you, I'm the best workhorse. But you know, quality time, that's really beautiful. And I like also that recommendation about to speak so kindly to yourself. And I feel like never underestimate the transformative power of that, of literally affirming the reality you're living in, that, yeah, this makes sense to be upset, angry, frightened. It makes sense that you're tired, overwhelmed, or you don't know what's next. Anytime I've ever done that in for myself, I have found that my experience has transmuted, even that, though that's not why I did the process. But it's a great reminder for us to speak kindly to ourselves and speak out the reality of what we're going through to get us to the other side. Well, those are some great tips. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter. It's my name, Debbie Dashinger, DebbiDashinger, or on Facebook. Join us after the show at Dare to Dream Radio. Stay right there. We'll be back very soon.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@DebbieDashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. And if you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing my brother, David Dashinger, and his wife, my best friend, Tamara Green, who created powerful tools for cancer patients, their caregivers, and the medical community. Loving Meditations is available in an app. Their meditations also are online. And Loving Meditations TV is powerful calming for patients and caregivers sitting in the MD's waiting room. And their book, Live Calm with Cancer, is out as well. So learn more at lovingmeditations.com. So many questions I have. This could certainly be a part two, three, four, I feel like. And I just want to ask, how do these loving meditations really help people? David, we'll start with you. How does it help them face challenges of living with cancer?
Well, part of it's, as cancer patients, we have a lot of downtime, and some of that time could really be beneficial by doing something positive and healing for yourself. So we like to think that if someone is receiving chemotherapy or waiting for a scan, it helps them to reduce anxiety during the wait or during the actual treatment. There's so many things that happen when we get stressed and anxious. We produce hormones that are good in the short run, but ultimately are not healthy for us. So it helps to reduce that. It certainly helps to stay in the moment because we're bombarded with 60,000 thoughts every day. And most of them are really looking ahead to the future or back to the past, and they're really not serving us so well. So we help ground people in the moment. Certainly practical things that we handle, like nausea and sleep. And we actually have specific meditations for the caregiver and for the patient. So we certainly didn't forget about a very important part of that equation.
That's so cool. So this is Dare to Dream. Tamara, I'm going to ask you, what are you next, Dare to Dream, personally or professionally? What are your future dreams and goals?
It definitely involves caregivers. I have this, gone through the experience, but love and admiration for all those caregivers out there. It's definitely going to be on how to love yourself. It is an opportunity for self-love, but love yourself through the process or the journey of caregiving, whatever kind of caregiving you happen to be doing, whether it's, you're a mom or helping somebody through a major illness or your aging parents, whatever. But it has to do with self-love. That's probably, my life's purpose and passion is self-love.
And David, what are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
There's two that come to mind immediately. One is to partner with researchers to validate, although mindfulness has already been validated a number of times as being effective, this specifically to validate what we're doing and to partner with researchers so we can reach another audience that we haven't touched yet. And the other thing is virtual reality. We've got our meditation, so it's an audio with Tamara's voice and my music and then our visuals. But to take it to the next level, it'd be more like almost like a virtual reality 3D experience where, you can be totally immersed in the meditation. So that's what we're dreaming about doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I just have to say, I never comment on anyone's dream, but just a quick aside. The first thing is, let's talk after this, because I actually know two researchers, and they're already ensconced in the idea of meditation and mindfulness. So I have two connections for you. See how life works.
Wonderful.
I'm just so taken with what you just shared about the fact that Tamara created meditations, you created music, and it's just one of the many things you've created. But it really goes to show that, struggles don't break us, they make us. And when you take the mess and misfortune you've been given and you come out the other side, you truly have a wisdom and an insight. And I love the fact that pre this experience, David, you were a very successful composer for CBS Sports on television. And then Tamara, very successful psychotherapist and meditation teacher, and that you've taken what you did before, but now it's completely transformed in a way of great service out to the world. So thank you for taking your mess and making it a message for all of us, whether we're going through a life illness, a struggle like that or not. This is something that can be used. So I'm moved by that.
Ah, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's so wonderful to hear.
I'm curious because I just talked about the arc, and you shared in the beginning of this interview, like, wow, you're sitting in a waiting room, somebody takes a biopsy, come back, I'll be back in 5 minutes, and the jaw-dropping news, they come back and look you in the face and you're fit and healthy, and somebody says, you have stage 4 cancer, and it's inconceivable. And the arc of what you went through, and here you are these 4 years later, putting out a gift to the world to make a change because of what you went through. So not for naught. And thank you for that. I'm very curious, what has changed you forever? Tamara, I'll start with you. What has changed you forever because of this experience on an emotional, a physical, or a spiritual level because of cancer?
What has really changed me, I touched on this before, but I really do mean this, that I wasn't aware that I was capable of the amount of love the presence of my love and how healing it is until I went through this experience with David. He's the only man I've ever loved in my entire life. And it really does keep getting better and better. And this experience, I've heard from so many caregivers that it just stressed them out so much that it did affect their relationship. But I have to say, for me, I just didn't know I was that capable of that kind of profound love and presence with somebody. It was like a very enlightened experience for me.
Mm. And David, what has changed for you forever because of cancer on an emotional, physical, or spiritual level?
Well, certainly Tamara's amazing presence and the way she stepped up during this experience created just a deeper level to our relationship and showed me, gave me the opportunity to allow that amount of giving from someone who I'm, you know, who I love deeply, but we'd never been through anything quite like it. So learned a lot more about how to receive and how to be an allowance of that, you know, powerful kind of presence, that powerful kind of love and caring. And also, she's amazing because she always has been very effective at getting me to lighten up. But during the cancer and the survivorship phase, it's even more so. Like, I learned that lightening up is so important in life in general, but particularly when you're faced with something so dramatic and so seriously life-threatening as cancer. We learn to dance, we learn to laugh, we learn to, you know, to take it to another level so that, you know, we were looking at the lighter side of things sometimes rather than all the negativity and darkness.
We love to put on the funk music and jive on a Friday night. We have some fun.
I hope you still got that going on, because that's
yes,
practice I'll come over and participate in. What is the importance for either of you about having been, or even now, being authentic about who you were during this or who you are now, being clear about what you need? What's the importance of that?
I think that we all have a story to tell, and there's always an opportunity to share it and to put it out there. So for me, it was like I had the choice. Am I going to step up and share my experience with others in an attempt to help them in some way? Maybe they can benefit from it, to speak my truth and to be authentic about it, to be real about it. So certainly, like, encourage anyone who's got something to share that they may think it's not something that everyone can relate to. I'm sure there's always somebody out there that can relate to your story and your experience and your challenges.
And I would love to answer that too. I realized that another one of my purposes here on life is to be love in action. And so that you can't get more authentic than, you know, showing who you really are out there in the world. So just you being you. And for me, it's just I could remember being 5 years old and having this sense of just being, you know, love in action, loving responses or loving stance or just listening or whatever that love looks like. But that's what it is for me in terms of authenticity.
And I'll say authentically, you know, two little snippets of what I really loved reading your new book is there's a chapter title which I thought was so funny, which is within 4 months and 17 years, we finally married. I mean, it was a great chapter title. That amount of time to finally officially come together must offer tremendous hope to other people. And the other one, the other snippet in the book, Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond, David writes, every time I allow more space to exist when I compose music, the music breathes and feels better. I found this can also apply to life situations. For example, in my cancer journey. Well, I thank you both so much for coming on and for sharing your life-changing experience and how you've manifested that out into the world as a gift to us all.
Well, it was our pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's always so wonderful to be with you.
The best. Thank you, David and Tamara. And again, you can find them at lovingmeditations.com. And I end today's show with this quote from David and Tamara. Let's face it, cancer and other major illnesses are scary, overwhelming, and stressful. As you've heard from our own journey, it can also be an opportunity for healing and self-discovery. With this in mind, we created Loving Meditations to pay forward the huge benefits of mindfulness for any major medical challenge. The Loving Meditations app is available on two platforms. And if you want your free app download, go to calmcancerstress.com. That's calmcancerstress.com. Remember to subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you love wine and you want it delivered right to your door every month, go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now.